MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 24, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Today's headlines: the debate resumed on Salem's ordinance regarding camping on public land. Work continues on the Gloucester school budget. Highway tolls not happening for drivers entering Massachusetts from New Hampshire.
I'm Bill Newell. It's a big night in Boston sports tonight. Bruins and Celtics in the playoffs, and the Red Sox are in Cleveland. Rick?
All right, Bill. Thank you. Showers, upper 50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:35 p.m. The Salem City Ordinance that would set rules around camping on public property advanced through the City Council's Public Health, Safety, and Environment Subcommittee last night. Salem News reporter Dustin Luca writes today, the plan will now head to the City Council for a vote on Thursday. This ordinance has been hotly debated in the subcommittee and around the city of Salem. This is Elizabeth Renard, Salem City Solicitor, outlining the changes in the ordinance at last night's meeting.
Under the definitions, we added a sentence to the city storage program policy that basically states that this policy shall take into consideration equitable access to stored eligible property, reasonableness of communication with persons whose eligible property is stored, transportation to access stored eligible property, and any other policies or criteria that ensure the safety and access of eligible property by their owner for a reasonable period of time. Moving on to the second page, there are two new definitions. One is defining reasonable transit access, which means a shelter that's within a half a mile from the commuter rail, from a subway, from a ferry terminal, from a bus stop, that a person in a shelter may reasonably access this transit to return to Salem without relying on an automobile. The next definition is supportive services, which means any program or service offered by a qualified, licensed, or registered nonprofit, providing housing, employment, financial, academic, or other similar services and entities that provide medical, mental health, recovery, treatment, or other similar services.
That's Salem City Solicitor Elizabeth Renard. The entire meeting can be viewed on Salem Community Access TV. Coming up in North Shore Today Extra, you will hear from Life Bridge of the North Shore President David Etheridge and the comments that he made last night on homelessness. The Gloucester school budget calendar has been revised as discussions continue while officials struggled on how to close a budget gap for fiscal year 2025. Ethan Foreman of the Gloucester Times reports that the school committee will now be voting on a budget May 8 to send to a public hearing. There is a $3.1 million shortfall, as of this time, that will result in numerous layoffs in staffing. State police arrested three people on Monday afternoon after they began a prolonged chase from Peabody to Marlboro. Troopers tracked the vehicle via their air wing that began following a 2002 Lexus at 9:25 in the morning. The Healey administration is under fire for comments made this week by new transportation secretary in Massachusetts that the state could be adding toll booths for vehicles entering from New Hampshire. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade said that Secretary Monica Tibbetts Nutt said the department was looking to raise money for road projects. State Senator Bruce Tarr accused Tibbetts Nutt of using policy as a weapon, and even Governor Healey issued a statement saying the comments do not represent the views of this administration. Danvers Public School System has named Christina Ryan as new Director of Student Services. The Salem News reports that Ryan is currently the Assistant Director of Special Services in the Andover Public Schools. In a new report, two banks, including the Institution for Savings, are helping to fund the soon-to-be-completed Market Landing Park. Jim Sullivan writes in today's Daily News that the donations will help add swings for children as well as new Adirondack chairs, park benches, and hammock-like structures. Bill Newell on sports next, followed by North Shore Today Extra.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are 2 or 3 and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at xobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the XOBath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Guardians last night 4-1. Game 2 of the series is tonight. The Bruins play Game 3 of their series with the Maple Leafs in Toronto tonight. That series tied at a game apiece. And the Celtics will beat Miami tonight at the TD Garden in Game 2 of their opening round playoff series. Celts won the opener on Sunday. High school baseball from yesterday, Marblehead over Danvers 16-1, Peabody 7, Winthrop nothing. It was Essex Tech over Amesbury 8-4, Georgetown edging Linfield 7-6, North Reading beating Ipswich 12-6, and Hamilton Wenham over Newburyport 6-3, while Triton was a big winner last night over Rockport 12-0. Other winners included Pentucket, Bishop Fenwick, Lynn Classical, and Neshoba beat Kipp Academy. Softball winners from yesterday on the North Shore, Marblehead, Danvers, and Newburyport. Boys lacrosse, St. John's Prep just keeps on rolling with a 10-5 win over St. John's of Shrewsbury. And the Swampscott boys lacrosse team wins again as well. They beat Essex Tech yesterday afternoon 10-9. Check back to our website throughout the week for more updates and interviews on North Shore sports. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Wednesday. This is MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is MSONewsSports.com, and this is North Shore Today Extra. Today we're selecting some extended comments from David Etheridge, who spoke before the Salem City Council Committee on Public Health, Safety, and Environment last night regarding the homelessness issue in the city of Salem. That meeting was on the ordinance for camping on public land in the city of Salem that you heard in the podcast with Rick Moore earlier in today's program. So again, this is David Etheridge from LifeBridge North Shore with his brief presentation before that committee last night.
Thank you, Chair. Councilors, thank you for the invite tonight. My name is Jason Etheridge, President of LifeBridge North Shore. As I indicated in the last meeting, we are experiencing an unprecedented demand for services across our programs at LifeBridge North Shore. As you may know, this is not unique to LifeBridge or Salem, but is now the norm across the Commonwealth and unfortunately the whole country. Since beginning tracking in 2007, HUD reports that 64% of continuums of care, so the federal representations of the different communities, reported increases in unsheltered homelessness, just homelessness. This effect is not isolated to cities. More than half of rural and suburban communities saw their numbers increase as well. The increase in unsheltered homelessness is largely driven by two groups, mostly among individuals. So we are seeing the same thing here, including chronically homeless, which has been up 18%. Again, the largest increase we've seen since these numbers have been tracked. The point being is what we're looking at is a culmination of years of poor policy that have failed to address the root causes of homelessness. And this is not just our local community. I want to stress that. These are things that a lot of communities are dealing with. 2 weeks ago, for the first time in my time here at LifeBridge, and I've been here for 11 years, we saw more than 100 people on one night seek shelter. And that was over on Margin Street. We were able to accommodate everyone at that moment, but I want to be clear, many of those folks above our 50 were folks who were at the time living in the encampment. So we were able to keep everyone at LifeBridge. I was at that moment that we realized we had to open our transition center fairly quickly. And through a lot of hard work with staff, city. We're very grateful. We were able to open our transition site over on Canal Street with an additional 50 beds. Since then, and even before then, our outreach team has spent countless hours working with our unsheltered neighbors. And the first week we launched the facility over on Canal Street, we had an upwards of 50 individuals, and almost everyone from the encampment has stayed inside that facility at least once. I think there's a few numbers of people that haven't, but most of them. There has and continues to be a tremendous amount of support and gratitude from the folks staying with us. There's one gentleman who brings 7 pizzas every night, and comes in. And, you know, I wanted to just give a few facts of things we're seeing. On one night, we had 3 dogs. In my 11 years of being at LifeBridge, we've never had 1 dog. So to see 3 in one night was pretty amazing that people were comfortable enough to come in. Several couples, which tends to be a barrier to service, but we were able to provide services for them. And a lot more disturbing, many young, unattached, unsheltered women, 2 of which have since been hospitalized and undergoing some type of treatment as a result of their interaction at the site on Canal Street. You know, it is our mission to continue to offer these services and any others that might be needed during what I would describe as a crisis. And, you know, while this particular ordinance does not and could not solve many of the complex issues that got us to where we are today, LifeBridge firmly believes it's a step in the right direction for this community. So thank you.
That is David Etheridge, who is the Executive Director of LifeBridge North Shore, presenting before the Salem City Council Subcommittee on Public Health, Safety, and Environment last night. And that entire meeting can be viewed on Salem Access TV on YouTube. This is North Shore Today Extra. This is MSONewsSports.com.